A big win for us here today at Windsor Park, Andy.
Yeah, Andy, a big win. Very much needed, to be honest. It's no secret that we've been playing, you know, not to our full standard and our capabilities. Results have been poor and it's probably been a low place. But I'm delighted for, first and foremost, the players for the win, the manager and obviously the fans. So we'll enjoy our beer this weekend.
And great for you to get on the score sheet from the penalty spot today.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I went down, I was definitely going to hit it lick. And I've said to, you know, Mark McIntosh there too, when you're a striker and you're not scoring goals, usually it's one off the backside or a penalty that gets you back in the hunt for goals, and hopefully that's it for me. But, I mean, team performance was outstanding. We're a very tight-knit group and we're hurting at the minute. And to come out today with a 2-1 victory over the table toppers is good for confidence, and also I think it was very much well-deserved.
And last year we had a lot of defenders chipping in with important goals, and today Mark Stafford keeps that run going with a very important but turned out to be the winning goal.
Yep, I'm delighted for a big staff because he's no, he wears his heart on his sleeve, and like, I think he's very unfortunate, obviously Wednesday night, to be dismissed. Two fantastic tackles, and he's the sort of person like, you love to have in the dressing room, and he's always going to get your goals because he's all action, and it really matters to him. So I was delighted for him, and hopefully him, Hawks, Jimmy and Joyce and the boys can regularly chip in again and help us out.
I mean, as you say, we've had a few defeats lately, so it's a big win for the confidence to beat a big team today, isn't it? And hopefully set us off on a winning run, hopefully.
Yeah, first and foremost, the win was important because we haven't won in a while. And secondly, it was a performance that was gritty and was determined, and we showed passion to obviously get over the line, which people could say has been lacking this past couple of weeks. Our effort and all's been there, but you know, things have went against us and we probably haven't seen results out like we should have, like we did today. So hopefully that is the turning point. And I did say yesterday to the press that I really fancied us today, and hopefully it kickstarts our season. But we're not looking too far ahead. There's a big game next week, next Friday night, and you know, we'll try and do a talk on the pitch.
As you say, Glenavon away next week, that'll be on the same day as last year when we drew 2-2, which sent us off on an amazing run till the end of the season. So we need results against these two big top teams, you know, today, next week, to kickstart our season here, really, don't we?
We need results against everybody. We've put ourselves in a similar situation last year where every game's a cup final. I know we tend to do it the hard way, and people talk about Linfield's slow start every year, but it's not how it's intended. But we're going to have to really treat every game now as a cup final and get as much points on the board and chase the pack down. And, you know, if we're in the mix in around February, March, you know, I really fancy us because we've got the mettle and the aggression and the want to win titles again.
But today showed, as did Wednesday night, that the belief and the spirit and the drive is as strong as ever, isn't it?
Belief, drive, spirit is stronger than ever. You know, we've heard a lot of people talk about outside changes and stuff. You know, we're a very tight-knit group and we're all friends and we really want to do well for the club and we're proud to play for the club. It's really hurt the players, you know, this past while that we've got knocked out of doing competitions and our form hasn't been good. But, you know, one thing we don't want to do is feel sorry for ourselves, and it really is a case of just knuckling down. And, you know, we've been poor at times and we'll take the criticism, but we also, you know, like today, really sort of underpinned our desire to crawl back and, you know, mount a challenge and give the fans something to cheer about again.
As you say, it's a great for the fans to leave today on the back of a win after some recent appointments, isn't it?
Yeah, they were fantastic today, and I know the Linfield fans have taken a bit of criticism recently from, you know, from pundits saying it's been quiet and stuff, but, you know, I thought our fans were brilliant today, and when we needed the most, we were getting beat, or when we were in 2-1 and we're up against the couch, you know, towards the end, I think it was our fans and Roy Carroll got us out of it because they were brilliant and very positive, and you know, that's what we need, an all-round club and team performance.
Well done today, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.